I think one movie that really changed the way I thought about film music was Barry Lyndon, the Kubrick movie. It's a film I've seen a lot of times. I like it very much, and I always did like it. And it wasn't one of the most successful films for him, I think, but I think it has staying power. I really believe that will be recognised as one of the great films of all time. And the score in that was mostly classical. It was either classical Irish music played by the Chieftains, or it was classical music like the Schubert Trio Opus 2, which is a beautiful, beautiful piece. And what struck me about this was that none of this music had really been written for the film. It was music that was either already in existence, or it was music recorded by the Chieftains and then stuck into the film. I don't think the Chieftains scored to the film. And this confirmed a feeling that I was having more and more strongly, which is that I didn't think that scoring to film produced very good results generally. I didn't really like it, because you had then this feeling of the music being there to underline the emotions in the film in a sort of pedantic way. You know, if it's a sort of sad bit, the tinkly piano comes in with a violin and lots of echo. And if it's a sort of tense bit, then the kind of harsh cellos and the timpani and so on come in. And I just thought, this is so boring. What I really liked about the music in Barry Lyndon, for example, and the music in other films that I was enjoying, particularly the Fellini films, was the sense of the music being a separate entity, a parallel form within the film, a really another comment on the emotional landscape of the film. And I liked it very much when the music opened up something that wasn't really implied in the film. So you had a sort of ambiguity. And I think that's really the course I took ever since then. I don't really score to film very much. What I do is I hear about the film. I speak to the director sometimes. I get an idea of what they're imagining the sort of emotional world of the film is. And then I very often start work at that point, even without seeing a script and certainly without seeing any film. So I'm already working on the music before I've seen anything. And there have been occasions where I've done all of the music for a film without seeing any of the film. That hasn't happened very often, but it has happened, and I like the results. Of course, I depend on the filmmaker using the music properly then as well. But that's good. I like that kind of collaboration where I say to someone, look, here's what I do. It's your film. You use it in the film as you see fit. I think that's a nice relationship.